Blog Talk Radio.
Between the three of you guys, well, girls and guy, you will answer the questions, and you're trying to beat each other because ATAZP got some money on this, and I'm putting a new shiny $20 bill out for you guys, whoever wins this competition. A $20 bill, and we are in a recession, so please bear with me. Down anyway again. Rolanda.
Okay, I am going to go with, he said 80. Characters in movies. There are a lot of women actresses in movies, so I'm going to say slightly lower than that. And I'm going to go, look, I sound like I'm on the Million Dollar
Jeopardy. Oh, yeah.
Look, I would like to ask the audience. Oh, okay.
She bought it, so I really enjoyed it, and I walked up in the line. I know we had never met before in person, talked to her many times.
It was awesome to meet you.
Yeah, same here. And I'm just like I said, when you get your church, you need to let me know. And I know. Hey, when you speak it in existence, you know, you speak it, it comes in existence. So I'm just saying, when you get your church, don't worry, I'm gonna know anyway. It'll be on one of these websites. I'll be like, well, I guess I'm going to our church right now.
That's funny. But yeah, I truly appreciate you for that, because I just thank you for that support, because I was a ball of nerves, but God moves, you know.
Her wife to be looks. I mean, I need to know what Miss TAZ is going to look like.
I have a picture, yes, here.
All women have their backs turned in a long Indian dress. Which back is hers?
The big back, yes.
Man, she's got a big Nagabi. Carrying over the threshold, I may need a wheelbarrow.
You black man like big box? I heard song, baby got the back, baby got the back. I like big butts, and I can't deny.
Hold up, sir, money a lot.
Version, I should have sent y'all the new version, but it's cool.
Hey, I got a question. What promoted to put that dial tone all the way through there? I said, oh my God, they done hooked the dial tone up.
It was my idea, because I'm like, I want people to almost find it annoying. Like, damn, I sure hear that a lot, because, I mean, you hear it a lot anyway on your phone, but it's like to hear it through a song. It's like, damn.
Yeah. 20, 30 minutes. If you go on 30 minutes out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, because I did it, all the way through Steubenville, me and Billy Anderson drove 70 miles an hour, made it in 30 minutes downtown Pittsburgh. Tri-state area where Pittsburgh, West Virginia, and Ohio meet on the river. Shoot 'em up, bang bang town. Mini Chicago is what they call it. Yeah. Death all around, and anything about ready to jump off at any time.
For real.
Yeah, and that's the place we call home.
Wow. And you call it that with purpose.
With purpose and meaning, because my mom and dad's there. We didn't have no money. And here's the speech I gave DJ. We ain't got no money. All I got is $40 for gas. That's when gas was low. We ain't talking about just now, right? We talking about years ago in 97.
Well, at least 20 years ago.
Okay.
And gas was low. You can ride $40 and go all the way back down south. I said, I only got $40. We can't eat. No, we can't eat. I said, I know this girl in Louisville, and if she don't look good, we ain't staying here. But if she look good, I'm going to ask her to cook us something. So the whole time, there you go. Please look good. Please. Mr. Turner. Let's get this in the movie. For real. I'm for real than a mug. Let's get this in the movie and get one of these young, up and coming hip hop artists to play Chris.
I agree, and that's what we're shooting for too, and just being able to tell, you know, give an alternate, you know, an alternate to our story in terms of hip hop. So,
correct. Well, I appreciate you for coming on. Like I said, I will stay in contact with you and definitely check on you from time to time. And when that next book come out, my brother, make sure you hit me up so I can get a hold of it. I'm one of your number one fans now.
Oh man, I appreciate it. Listen, I'm a fan of the show too. This is, you know, probably one of the best interviews I've had. You guys are, you know, absolutely great. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do. These type of venues are absolutely important because it helps artists such as myself, you know, for us to get to that next level.
What greets really?
Never go back.
Truly,
here is a lesson that I wanna teach.
Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Just like I said, I seen you coming through that door with that pretty smile. Debbie, don't hit me in the head with a brick. It's just entertainment, girl. Just entertainment.
Stuck in Atlanta, trying to drive, and the battery went out. I called you. Because back then they had car phones. We didn't have no cell phones. We used that car phone, and it was dying. It was on its last end. I said, don't hit me, because your girl is cold out of here. We were stuck. I said, I'm stuck on 85. I don't know where we at. It was dark out that way. Come get me. Everybody else I see on the line, DJ, you in the house?
I'm here, babe.
PAZP. This is your host, TAZ. We got on the line 843-843. Who is on the line? May I ask?
Marquita,
how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. This is Marquita Brown, artist that I met many moons ago now at one of the Atlanta's music conferences in Atlanta, Georgia. How you been since last time I had you on the show?
I have been good. I've been good. Just very busy with life.
And you know what? I've seen you had done a photo shoot or something, and you posted something, a photo on Facebook.
I did. My friend, he has his own photography business, and I did that photo shoot like a long time ago, and I never posted the pictures for it because I just used it for one of my album covers and like the booklet inside of it. So I just decided to post the outtake from it and tag him on it so people would know about his photography.
Well, hey, you was looking good. You did a good job. And I thought a couple might have been album covers, but I did not know.
Yep, thank you.
Hey, has anybody told you might need to just gonna start modeling too?
People tell me that all the time, but I don't know really how to take that because usually models are kind of interesting looking. So I'm like, what are they trying to tell me?
Whatever, man. You could go on a magazine and crush it. Well, people would die for your look in their clothes. So you need to look into that for real. And if you do, you better call back talking about, hey, I got a gig. I'm New York. I'll be like, girl, I tried to told you. Anyway, Marquita Brown, she's a pop electronica artist. Can you explain again for the people exactly what that is for some that don't know?
Well, pop electronica is kind of like you take a keyboard and you take a whole bunch of different sounds, and it's kind of like you kind of mesh them together, and it's what it sounds like. It's all electronic. There's not really a whole lot of instrumentation going on in there, but it's mostly just all electronic sounds that you can make out of a computer or a keyboard or, well, the electric guitar is probably the only instrument that you can probably really use. But it's a lot of manipulation of sounds and stuff like that.
What got you into this, doing the music?
Well, I like to write a lot as it is, and I've been writing since I was little. But what got me into electronic music is because I found more electronic producers in Atlanta than anything else, and that was before I started really hands-on producing my own material, and I learned a lot of stuff from them. And so that's where I got started when I got to Atlanta.
So this song, Like Smoke, you did the music in this also?
Which one?
Like Smoke.
Oh, yeah, Like Smoke. I did the music for that one. I reworked it a little bit from the first time it was done a few years ago, and we redid it. But I produced, me and the engineer actually produced that one.
Now, when you was first on here, you had other people that did the music for you, right? Or am I that old that I can't remember? But thinking that other people had did the music, am I correct, or did you do some of it?
Well, I did some of it. I co-produced all the tracks, but the three newest tracks that are on there, they're not electronic, and I produced those ones by myself.
Okay. But, hey, you know what? I'm getting more and more impressed because I thought somebody had did it, and you actually, I know you wrote the lyrics. I'm correct, right? You wrote the lyrics, and you also performed. I know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's Like Smoke, before I play it, what is it about?
Like Smoke is one of those songs, it's kind of a lot of different ideas altogether. It's kind of just society as a whole. They kind of, you know, people want you to think a certain way and they want you to do a certain thing, and if you don't do that thing, then they're going to kind of reprimand you for not being and doing what it is that they would like for you to do. And so somebody told me it's kind of like a cult song, and it kind of does, because that's what happens. You know, if you don't join the collective, they kind of want to take you downtown and beat you up until you decide that you're going to tell them what it is that they want to hear.
Here it is, Like Smoke by Makita Brown.
Highlight winds are coming round. They turn on everybody and break it down. We try to talk, but ears are dead. We go la 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 la. They shake their heads. It's all been sown. We aim to please. So put yourself aside and get on your knees. With a clap of the hands, we're on the run. And do it all again with the rising sun. So feel the rush now. They'll take you downtown. You'll say you don't know. They'll bend you like snow. They'll bend you like snow. Then they'll bend you like snow. Walk the straight and narrow road. Your field of vision is the limit, so you've been told. Don't pass go, stare straight ahead. No questions and no comments on what's been said. Mary the Madonna, she hears her fears. The white spot in the black receives her tears. So wrap yourself inside of the great unknown. They'll take you downtown. You'll say you don't know. They'll bend you like snow. They'll bend you like snow. Then they'll bend you like snow. Then they'll bend you like snow.
like smoke. I love the beat on it, and I like the words too. I mean, it's real different. And I want to know, have anybody else, you know, other than your friends and stuff heard it, and how was it received?
Well, whenever I send my music to people, they always tell me that it's really unique and that they like it, and they don't really know what category to put it in. So I was kind of, when you know, I always thought that, you know, electronic was pretty, like electronic or ambient was pretty simple. But a lot of people say, you know, it's very, they like it, it's unique, and they like the sound of it. It's just not necessarily like radio friendly, which is okay because that wasn't what I was aiming for. I was aiming for something that was more on the unique side.
And I think, you know, if it was overseas, you'd be killing it. You know that, right? I think I told you that the last time. Am I right?
Yeah, you did. I haven't made it overseas yet, though.
If you you could submit your music overseas, though, for sure.
Yeah, I'm looking for a manager right now. That's what I've decided, that it's time for me to look for a manager, and that's why I kind of what a lot of people told me is that I need to do the live performances and stuff in order to get my music out there. And when I decided that I was going to kind of do more of a live instrument sound, it made it a lot easier for me to start performing at like open mic nights and stuff like that.
And how's that been going? Yeah, you did tell me you've been performing live. So how you been liking that?
It's actually a lot easier than I thought it was going to be, because I thought that it was going to be, I don't know, for some reason I thought it was going to be this terrifying experience that, you know, I was going to freak out and I wouldn't be able to remember my lyrics and stuff like that. But, you know, I think the older that you get, the less you care about what people think. You just kind of get out there and do it anyway.
Right, right.
And plus,
if you practice and, you know, you try to make a good show and do a lot of practicing and dedicate yourself to the music, you'll remember the lyrics. They'll become second nature.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because you forget lyrics that you wrote, and I don't even understand how that's possible. But, yeah, it's a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. And, you know, I really enjoy it. I like doing live. I just like making music and doing live shows. So.
Now, next time you do some live stuff, record some of it, okay? So that way.
I definitely will. To you, so that you can tell me
so
how
I can
did.
Hear it. Yeah, I want to hear it live too. I mean, I don't live in Atlanta no more, but I would love to hear it live though, for real. So
we'll
what motivates you? What motivates you in writing the lyrics? Is it the music, or is it just the subject that you want to talk about?
It's always been the subject. I'll just get an idea in my head, and I'll write from that. I can write to music, but that's more of a, like, if somebody gives me music, I'll write lyrics to their songs. That's more of a thing that's not as personal. But my music, all the music that I write that I sing, comes from either someplace that's really personal to me, or it comes from me observing somebody else, like something happening to somebody else.
Right. Now, I reached back and pulled one of your old songs, Lord Have Mercy Me. explain that one. Because I'm really feeling it, and at the end of the song, I'm going to tell you why. But explain the song, Lord Have Mercy Me.
That song was about, it was funny, because I was actually driving to work, and it was pouring down raining outside, and I wrote that song because there was this guy on the side of the road, and he was like, I don't know, his motorcycle or something like that, whatever, that bike he was riding, I think, broke down. And I remember that's how I started this song, was because I just saw him and I was like, oh, he's cute. And then I thought about, you know, all this being down south, you kind of think about church a lot and Jesus, even if you're not Christian, because there's so many churches and stuff in Atlanta and all over Georgia, they're pretty much on every corner. But you start thinking, you know, I shouldn't think like that, you know, that's not very Christian-like and all this other stuff. And I realized that the conflict between, you know, religion and what people actually do and feel has always been there. And that's what that song is about, is kind of, and that's what a lot of my material is about, is kind of like that butting heads of religion and then real life.
Okay, this is Lord Have Mercy Me.
Mm-hmm. A cute boy and a bike took me home. I didn't know his name, I didn't do no wrong. I saw no foul, so I called no harm. And I gave him numbers, no more alone. You see, a fine man in a car took me there. He didn't know my name, he didn't pay his fare. But I love his style and I love his flair. And I won't stay long, but he won't care. Lord have mercy on me, cause I live in a world that runs free, and the good girls walk their whole lives blind, but when the bad boys talk, their eyes open wide. So wash it clean and pray for me. A good guy with a ring asked me home. I looked in his face, said, Phoebe, no, no, need my all, my whole, my life, and all I one night to let me do what I do best and put my limit to the test. You can't hurt me cause I don't feel. See, I live in my world so very real. Lord have mercy on me cause I live in a world that runs free, and the good girls walk their whole lives blind, but when the bad boys talk, their eyes open wide. So wash it clean and pray for me.
Actually do the beat on that one?
Me and the producer that produced that, his name is Brian Moody, we did that one together, because I remember I came in and he had produced, you know, I asked him, you know, to produce a track for me for that song, and he did it, and I was like, you know, it needs a little bit more something, and so that that is what I decided to put in there after he created all the other sounds.
Cool. The reason why I like that song, I need you to sing that hook on one of my songs. I know it's going to be hard because it probably ain't going to be the same kind of music, but I still need them lyrics because I love them. And I listened, I said, Marquita got to sing this for me on one of my joints.
I definitely will do that.
Yeah, once
it'll
I get
sound
done
a little
with
bit different, like you said.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's going to. But I just need the lyrics and the way you kind of sung it like that. But I don't know if you could do it on one of the beats that I'm going to make. But we're going to give it a shot because I'll send you the track. It'll be open and you do your thing on it.
Will do. Will do.
I want you to give the people your information so they can reach you, so they can hear your music.
Okay. The best way to hear it is probably on SoundCloud. My handle on SoundCloud is, you know, www.soundcloud.com/Marquita, MARQUITA-Brown, BROWN. That's how you get to my SoundCloud page, and it has all of my music on there, for the newer stuff and the older stuff. My Facebook is, facebook.com/MarquitaBMusic, and that's where a lot of my pictures and stuff like that are. And I think that there's, like, a link to my Reverb Nation page, but Reverb Nation is kind of a pain in the behind sometimes. So, SoundCloud and Facebook are probably the two better ones. And I have a Twitter page. It's twitter.com/Marquita_music.
I seen that you liked one of my tweets. I had seen it the other day. I be tripping on mine. I be tripping about Empire. I was once passed away. I was really upset because I'm a Prince fanatic. So I posted a lot of different information about Prince. Did Prince inspire you or affect you when he passed away last week?
I was at work and my friend texted me about it and I was pretty much useless the whole day, the whole rest of that day and the day after that. And it was so weird because, you know, Michael Jackson was, I feel like he was a bigger icon, but Prince was always somebody, like, if I was going to go into a studio and produce something, it was going to be with that man, because he's one of those people you could send into the studio and make a whole album just by himself, and, like, 2 days later, you'd have, like, a perfect project. And it was just, people didn't, a lot of, like, the younger generation didn't understand, you know, why all of us were upset, and it's because Prince was literally a musical genius. That man could do anything. And, you know, they were like, oh, you know, we were sad when Michael Jackson passed. We don't understand the importance of Prince. And I'm like, you know what? Your fave would not have a career if it wasn't for Prince, okay? That's how important he was. So just because he wasn't necessarily the bigger icon, he was so multi-talented, and it was crazy, you know, that some people didn't see the significance in that.
Well, I'm sure they're finding out now with all these different songs. I'm sure they're going, dang.
Yeah. I've been listening to his music since I was born.
Right.
He is very, very important.
Well, I want to thank you, Marquita. You know, I'm one of your fans now. So I want nothing but the best for you. And we're definitely going to do that song. And I hope you're feeling it, because if you are, then I'll give you like two more tracks so you can do whatever you want to do. I do a lot of music too, and some people had called me Prince before. and a slave driver. And a slave driver as well when it comes to doing this music thing. But again, I want to thank you for coming in, and we'll keep in touch. Like I said, I'm going to hit you up with this one song. It'll probably be within the month, because I got it in my head right now.
Good stuff. I look forward to hearing from you, and thank you for having me on again. Hopefully next time you have me on, I will have a whole bunch of music out there.
I hope so too, and I will have you back. Thank you again, Marquita.
Thank you, and be blessed.
You too.
Thank you, hon. Bye-bye.
That's Marquita Brown. We're going to be waiting on Greg Hester. He's performing right now. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play one of these TAZ joints. And while I play the joint, I'm going to hit him up and say, yo, we waiting on you, son. Greg Hester is supposed to be up next. This song is, let me see. I might even change. Well, here you go. This is Almighty One on ATAZP. This is me and Jay Bug clowning around, but it's a gospel song, Almighty One.
Make my strides and press on. The Savior's touch grazed my life. Now I can see the light. So happy He's inside of me. Now everything's right. That's the power of the Almighty One has touched my life. That's the power, the Almighty One who's touched my life. That's the power of the Almighty One. He's touched my life. Said that's the power of the Almighty One. He's touched my life.
Here I go again, from the bottom to the end. Life is a sandwich, reach out, touch a friend. Don't have to explain, He's feeling me for real. Deliverance in His speech, show favor to my deal. Believe in His words, have faith in your heart. Show patience and spirit for a brand new start. Alive in His goodness, for blessings I will run. Shout it from mountaintops, He's the Almighty One.
That's the power of the Almighty. That's the power of the Almighty One. He's touched my life. That's the power of the Almighty One. He's touched my life. That's the power of the Almighty One touching my life.
ATAZP, this is TAZ. I'm still waiting on Greg Hester to call in. He's in the middle of a concert. I have no idea. He said he was going to stop and break, so I'm going to play a few more things and try to wait on him. Here we go again. Let me see. Let me play Live Warfield. This is Groove DJ.
Cause I feel the bass drop, short hair with the wave. I got the kind of style that makes a grown man behave. I got the signals turned up and the folks were rocking. From the east to the west, the groove has got my roots bobbing.
Jacked down from head to toe, my DJ's got the quest line on lock, don't you know? But oh my, that's why my brother man's got a 72 with the same groove beating on a 15-2. He's got me singing it, ooh, DJ, play my song. Get the beat bumping all day long, all day long. It's my day today, and I'm feeling good. I'm with you, play my favorite food, play my favorite song. Cause it's my day today, and I'm feeling good. I want you to play it, DJ. Got a couple requests to play my favorite song. See, I'm in the mood for something new. Can you please bring the vinyl back, take it back, and everything was easy, yeah. See, that music will never die now. See, it's my day today, don't hesitate.
and fire Marvin Gaye. You know it's gonna be okay either way. Yeah. It's my day today. You know it's my day today. Play my music, baby. I just wanna hear you play, play.
What's up, man? That's great.
That's some of the best music I've heard in a long time, son.
that's Liv Warfield, who performed with Prince before. When Prince passed away, where were you at? What was you doing, Greg?
Man, I can't even reveal that on radio.
Well,
I was in spirit, but anyway, you know, God, why can't they take Kanye West? Why can't God take him? Lee Prince. I'm sorry.
Well, Greg, how are you, man? It's been a minute.
I'm about as scratched up as my checkbook.
So how you been? As far as
I'm at a gig right now, and they said I could bring the phone in. I don't know how well you hear it, but they all said they would yell for the interview. But
it's all good.
I got a bunch of people came out tonight. My old cello player from the '90s came out tonight. He's actually entertaining them right now while I'm out here talking to you. This owner right here, let me tell you about this owner. It's off Southbound in Shanley, Georgia, and the MARTA train is going by right now. So I'm sorry if you can hear that. But this guy said 90% original music. And I said, where have you been all my life? Because the last 15 years I've been doing tributes and whatever and whatever. But anyway, I'll let you talk. I'm going to shut up.
I want to talk about the tribute CD. You did with James Brown music. Give us a piece of that.
It was 7 years in the making, man. It took 7 years. The biggest headache I ever had. Talk about mixing. It started out as something else and ended up a duets album. I mean, that's how it happened. And I got Ivan Neville on it. I got Van Morrison's daughter, Shannon Morrison. I got John Popper from Blues Traveler, Ronald Mallet from the Mavericks country band, Chris Unk, Caron Aiken, Jimmy Hall from Wet Willie, and he's now singing with Jeff Beck, which is phenomenal. I mean, he's the greatest blue-eyed soul singer we have. He ain't missed a lick. His voice ain't gotten bad since 1974. I mean,
I'm familiar
with
Jeff
Beck.
That's how bad he is. Yeah. The song Get Up Off of That Thing is
that's
like...
That's John Popper and me.
I'm going to tell you right now. I was in Germany. A young soldier stationed over there. I was at a German club. Didn't know which one to go in because it was just a line of club streets, a whole block of clubs. I heard Get Up Off of That Thing in a club downstairs called the Blue Knight. And I said, they playing this in Germany just for me.
Man, I tell you, man, don't you love it when that happens?
And I was tripping. So when I heard your version, I was like, that's my stuff. So
it was a challenge. I mean, JB was the originator, man. He's a genius, man. You know, I'm just idiot savant. They told me I was from France, but I'm Irish. You know. Anyway,
I'm getting ready to play it. Get Up Off of That Thing. Greg Hester and John Popper, right?
John Popper and the James Brown Band. Fred Wesley's on that, conducting the horn line.
Thank you.
T-A-Z-T. A-T-A-Z-T
hey.
Live. Yo, Greg. That was Greg Hester.
Who was that?
I think it was you.
Yeah, hey, I want to buy that. Who was that? I want to buy the album.
Man,
I want to get up off my thing and buy the album.
I'm up here dancing, and I'm on the radio. Almost knocked over my mic.
I'm on a balcony smoking a cigarette and getting dirty looks from the owner. I got to go back in there and play. So anyway, I'm joking. Anyway, God,
yeah,
man,
that,
thank you for playing that.
Was that the JB band backing you up?
That was Fred Wesley on trombone, Holly Ferris on trumpet, Waldo Weathers on baritone, Jeff Watkins on tenor or alto, maybe both, I don't know. And John Popper on vocal and harmonica, and me on vocal. Keith Jenkins on guitar, Fred Thomas on bass, and Amy Christian and Kelly Jarrell on backing vocals, the Bittersweet.
How fun was that, putting that song together?
My God, the whole album took 7 years, man. I don't even know how long that song took. I mean, I was so discombobulated when this thing was done. I didn't know what to do.
So with you doing all that, I know the experience though performing with those different artists was great.
Oh my God, it was incredible, man. It was unbelievable, phenomenal.
And I wanna put you on the spot, man. When we gonna do a song, man? We did a couple.
Hey, man. We need to do it soon. I need to come to Texas because all my exes live in Texas, and my son looks like a GPS man.
And I got you come down here. I got all the beats that's sweet to stir some heat.
I know you do. I know you do, man. I know you do. I know you do. And man, I want to do it. I'm sitting here looking at a train back up. Have you heard? And hear the ding, ding, ding. I'm in Atlanta, man. I'm in Atlanta where the trains go by every 3 minutes. The first time I ever saw one backing up, I've never seen a live armadillo either. But that's all right.
I'm getting ready to play the song "Sugar Darling" that you sent me and said it might work. Explain the song.
I wrote my own soundtrack on that, son.
Okay.
I wrote that song. Then went to jail. So
then went to jail.
Then went to jail. So anyway, I hope I can hear this broadcast. Tomorrow or I'd love to hear how stupid I am.
About an hour later, you can listen to it. It'll load back up. I'll send you the link.
All right. Well, I don't have an hour, but anyway. But hey, you know what I said to the judge? He said, "How do you plead?" I said, "Stupid and guilty, Your Honor."
this is
from 1995. Me.
I'll also give your information so people can hit you up and listen to the music.
GregHester.com or GregHester.bandcamp.com, or you can email me at lghester@yahoo.com. All my emails will go through Mr. TAZ here. And
are you still
like
with
Rope-A-Dope? I'm still with Rope-A-Dope. I'm looking for a new home, but jazz is the number one thing. I love instrumental jazz, but there ain't no marketing for me being a singer. But I love listening to it. That's all I listen to at my house. Tribute to Jack Johnson by Miles Davis. Only one song on each side of the record.
Well, I'll send
you
some of the
45 minutes.
I'll send you some of my funk jazz that we've done two albums on, me and my cousin.
I'd love to hear it. Well, all you good people out in the universe listening, I just want to say, I love you.
And, hey, and I'm sure they love you too. Hey, man, thank you for coming on. I'm going to play this Sugar Darling, and we're going to be out. This is Greg Hester. My man, my mother from another brother, or my brother from another mother,
and from another color.
For real, for real.
I'm Afro-Irish. I'm a little James Brown and Van Morrison.
Take care, Greg, and thank you again.
I love you, man. All right, keep that care.
All right.
All right.
Close to you, get every wing you're ready. Yo, yo, this is poet, author, Mark Lacey. That's M-A-R-C-L-A-C-Y. And you are listening to ATAZP recorded live right here in the ATL. Don't forget to check me out at www.marklacey.com. That's www.marclacy.com. Read about the critically acclaimed The Looking Heart, Poetic Expressions from Within, and Reflux. And don't forget to keep it locked at ATAZP, recorded live.